Wait a minute. Who said they Todd and give him the news?
Oh, excuse me.
Thank you. First of all, we will say good evening, everybody. 12th month, 29th day, 1991. A beautiful Sunday. First announcement I want to make, and then we'll pass it over to Todd. I'd like some may yes or nays or yeses, and I'd like to know about how many people would like to get together, do some bowling or roller skating, and try to get some activities rolling here for the club and try to get something going during the winter months. Can't do too much. That sounds like two good activities. Anyway, people think about it, and I'm going to turn it over to Todd and let him start off with this information he's supposed to have. Other than that, that's all I got to really say for any information. Todd, 499er, if you buy the frequency, go ahead.
Thank you, Marty, at Net Control. Welcome, friends, to the Minnesota Sidebanders newscast and comment segment. This is Todd, 499er. Get ready with your pens and papers. I'm not going to repeat a lot of this, but you'll hear it if you listen in once this Sunday here. First of all, Copper Electronics is having a very special sale this week and a fantastic special that they're having. A fine radio indeed. The number with any questions on that is 1-800-626-6343. Once again, 1-800, toll free, 626-6343. Next up on the newscast segment, there's an auction coming up in... I'll get to that. There's an auction notice. It's for antique radio equipment. An auction is coming up this Sunday, January 19th, 1992. Once again, auction notice, antique radio equipment, Sunday, January 19th, 1992. Inspection starts at noon. Auction starts at 1. They're going to have all kinds of radio equipment, military equipment, test equipment. Contact Steve at this number if you have any questions. 926-8198. Once again, the phone number, contact Steve, 926-8198. This isn't as hard as I thought it'd be. This is the biggie, folks, coming up here. The 11th annual Midwinter Madness Hobby Electronics Show starts up real soon here. That's sponsored by the Robbinsdale ARC, Saturday, February 8th, 1992, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Once again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 1992, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the spacious National Sports Center. This is, folks, the largest hobby electronics show in the Midwest, and it's going to feature some goodies, real good stuff like amateur radio equipment, all kinds of different radios of any kind, test equipment, computer, hardware, software, surplus electronics, large electronic flea market. VE exams will be given the Friday night before the show. I'll give you the scoop on that later on, too. Admission is $4 in advance, $6 at the door. Advance tickets for sale at Satellite City, Radio Consignment Center, and Endless Electronics. For more information, please call Robbinsdale ARC Hotline at 612 area code 537-1722. Okay, now the opinion portion of the newscast segment. And I would like to talk about radio antennas. Why do people get upset when one puts up an antenna? A few things in its favor are it doesn't squeal its tires, doesn't blow its horn, it doesn't slam its doors in the middle of the night, it doesn't shine headlights in your bedroom window, nor does it backfire. A radio antenna doesn't even drop leaves in your yard you have to clean up. It doesn't grow branches over your house. It doesn't block your view or like a tree or building would. It doesn't grow roots. It doesn't damage your walk or driveway. It doesn't even plug your drain. A radio antenna won't even bite you, bark at you, meow at you. It won't leave deposits in your property. It won't dig up your garden. It won't scratch your doors. It won't whittle on your trees, nor does it dig up or scatter your garbage. An antenna, my friends, doesn't have any doesn't have any crazy parties, doesn't play loud music. I just can't understand why people are upset when one few things it also doesn't do are it doesn't ride bikes across your lawn. It doesn't do all of the above. It just stands quietly by and waves in the wind. And what I will do is I'm going to wave my hand to everybody else out there on the network here. I'm going to say it's 73-1 and all, Happy New Year's. And I'm going to swing the microphone back to Marty at net control. 427-499 or QRT off the air.
Uh-huh. Hey, okay. Thank you, Todd, for the information.
They call your...
Marty.